This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Today marks the end of the first week in Massachusetts that has been in a state of emergency triggered by the coronavirus. In the past hour, the state reported the number of COVID-19 cases has risen to 197. That is still likely a fraction of the number of people who have the coronavirus in Massachusetts. Also today, the MBTA reduced service. It's now on a weekend schedule. Restaurants are preparing to switch over to takeout service only as of tomorrow. And community health centers say they are in a state of crisis. Joining us with the latest is WBUR's Martha Biebinger. Martha, what is going on in community health centers across the state?
Well, Lisa, these health centers, and there are 51 of them across the state that care for about a million state residents, they're already stretched to their limits. You know, they take care of many of the low and moderate income folks and have very thin operating margins. So they've started to cancel elective care, which means they lose money. At the same time, they're spending a lot more on tents and personal protective equipment and reorganizing, and many say that they are in financial peril. Now, those are some of the same problems that we've heard about from hospitals. And today we heard more challenges there. Doctors and nurses having to reuse protective equipment, staff going into quarantine because they're infected. And all of this at the same time that, we're trying to increase testing and protect patients with new drive-through testing options. And we'll hear more on that from my colleague Carrie Goldberg in the morning.
So is the state increasing testing, and do we have any clearer picture of how many residents are affected?
Well, we know today that there are 197, as you said, presumed or confirmed cases. That's about a 20% increase from yesterday. There are 14 patients hospitalized. Now, as we've said, these total numbers do not reflect the extent of the infection because testing is still so limited. Commercial labs are helping out. We have some numbers today that they've tested 204 cases. But those results that go into the commercial labs take 2 to 5 days to return. So it's hard still to get real-time information in a situation where we really need to isolate people who have the coronavirus.
So to help do that, Governor Baker has closed schools until 3 weeks from today. He has banned gatherings of 25 people or more. What else is he doing?
Governor Baker says restaurants and bars can remain open for delivery and takeout only, not for dining or drinking inside the restaurant. Today, the governor announced a $10 million fund to help small businesses that will be hurt during this slowdown, which could be prolonged. Here's the governor speaking just about an hour ago.
We are having daily conversations with our healthcare community about what will be required as we go forward to ensure that we can continue to deliver on the healthcare expectations that people of the Commonwealth are going to have. And we believe at this point in time that we can develop plans that can manage this.
Now, Lisa, lawmakers on Beacon Hill are considering a package of legislation, including things the governor has filed. In response to the pandemic, those bills could help workers who've been laid off. They could help cities and towns that have had additional expenses and some of the other emerging needs like we've heard from the community health centers.
Meanwhile, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh has just suspended all construction in the city, expected to affect tens of thousands of workers. Will there be any kind of relief for them?
Well, Mayor Walsh said at that same press conference that Boston was establishing a resiliency fund. It's a joint effort between the city and local nonprofits to fund food, home learning technology while kids are out of school, help with childcare for healthcare workers and many first responders. Here's Mayor Walsh.
In the face of challenges like this one, Boston and the people of our city show their true colors. Every day, I've seen people help organizing, stepping up, and doing the right thing. I've seen incredible acts of kindness and generosity. This fund is a perfect example of that. We have an initial goal of $20 million, and I'm confident that we'll reach that goal.
Lisa, you probably remember that after the Boston Marathon bombing, Boston created the One Fund, and that eventually distributed more than $80 million.
So in just a week, we've moved from something pretty close to business as usual to a state where almost every aspect of our lives has changed. This is rather head-spinning, I imagine, for those like you who are covering it as well.
And things are changing hourly, if not by the minute. I have those conversations with people all the time. There are some consistent messages right now, though. One, of course, is to stay home unless you need to leave for medical reasons or you are still reporting to work. Wash your hands often. disinfect the surfaces in your home and your car and get plenty of sleep. And don't forget to stay connected to people on the phone or online if that helps you cope with all this uncertainty and turmoil.
WBUR's Martha Biebinger, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.